This sounds very familiar. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tim Wolf has resigned as president of the University of Missouri under pressure from students who didn't think he had done enough to stop a series of racist insults on the campus. And for me, seeing this was like falling into a time warp. I remember in April of 1969, right before I started my freshman year at Cornell, a group of black protesters took over the student union in response to a cross burning the previous day. Police were called in from across New York State. In response, the students decided to arm themselves. It was a catastrophe in the making. Fortunately, cooler heads negotiated a truce and the occupiers walked out carrying their rifles. They were not punished. The university president at the time, James Perkins, had actually started the first significant affirmative action program for black students 6 years earlier. He'd even chaired the United Negro College Fund. But like Tim Wolf, what he hadn't done was to get the message to whoever burned that cross that you just don't do that stuff. And so, like Tim Wolf, he resigned. What I didn't realize until I looked it up was that a remarkable thing happened years later. One of the leaders of the 69 takeover, Thomas Wade Jones, went on to become an investment banker, ultimately running global investment for Citigroup. And in 1995, he established the James A. Perkins Prize for Interracial Understanding and Harmony, naming it for the president whose resignation he had helped to bring about. So conflict can work, provided both sides know when to pull back. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.